Proclamation number 5850 of 10th of January, 1954. Goodwill recognizes revelations of God. In heaven and on earth my will alone is determining, and everything approaches humanity as it corresponds to my love and wisdom. No one, neither the people on earth nor the blessed and unblessed beings in the spiritual kingdom, can oppose my will as long as I apply it. And I let it be active as long as it serves my creations for the best. And for as long as it serves my creations best. And for as long as it serves my creations best, everything of substance must also fit into my will. But I also know when it is beneficial for the beingness to move, act or refrain from acting according to its own free will and discretion. Then my will steps back to give the being the possibility of a free decision. Now on earth the human being's free will shall decide, and therefore you humans on earth will rarely be able to expect or observe a conspicuous will determining intervention on my part, for this would neither correspond to my love nor my wisdom. Otherwise people's degree of maturity would probably look different. But a becoming perfect would be called into question. And this is why I will always present my revelations, which would certainly be suitable to have a determining effect on people's will, to you in such a way that free will not be forced or influenced in any way, that they will not compel faith but the human being can freely decide to accept or reject them. Yet whether a revelation originates from me, whether I reveal myself to people on earth will always be judged by a good will, for this strength emanates from every revelation of mine, so that a person of good will feels touched, thus at rest, by me. For this reason, however, my revelations in the lost days before the end will not penetrate much and will receive little attention, because most people are no longer of goodwill during this time. This is a harsh saying which people would like to reject unwillingly, and yet only a few people have a goodwill, a will which they unconditionally subordinate to mine, that they completely surrender their own will in order to only allow my will to apply. And I cannot give these people more obvious proof because it is not me who wants to change their will but they have to do so themselves. Yet I avail myself of the few who unconditionally submit themselves to me, and I let these speak in my stead. For my spirit can work in them, and thus I nevertheless also speak to those who doubt. Yet I will always respect the human being's free will and not confront them extraordinarily, for I would have gained nothing from those who only believe when my working is proven to them. Amen.